We're going to take up item 14 now, which is to consider and take possible action to adopt the actuarial assumptions to be utilized in the December 31, 2021 actuarial evaluation report. So we are on item 14. What is the pleasure of the board?
Scott?
Yes, David.
Given the potential impact on our members, I move that we delay decision on this item until July to give our members the opportunity to research this issue and provide further comment on its impact.
All right, so there's a motion to table this until, or continue it, table it till July. Is there a second to that motion? I'm not hearing or seeing a second. So the motion will die for lack of a second. Any other discussion or proposed motions before us? Jerry, see your hand up.
I would make a motion that we leave the assumed rate of return at 7%. And the inflation rate at 2.75.
Second.
I'll second it.
So there is currently a motion and a second to leave the assumed rate of return at 7.0% and the inflation component at 2.75%. Have I stated that correctly?
Yes.
All right. So that's a motion and a second. Board discussion on the item. This group is worn out.
Now, Scott, I will say something, and I'm sorry. I'm in my car at the moment, so that's great. Why you can't see me. I'm driving. I have AirPods, and I'm hesitant to reject the recommendation of our consultants only because I feel that they have some superior knowledge, and I am concerned ultimately with the stability of this fund. And yes, we have been meeting for the last few years, a lot of those numbers most of the time, but not all of the time. And it's really not just what we do, what our return is, it's all these other factors that go into it. So I would be a little more inclined, even though it would have a big impact on the county, to take a more thoughtful approach to really considering these assumptions. And even if it meant delaying it, I don't know that I delay it till July, but bring it for further consideration, because I think we really need to continue to have paramount the stability of this fund.
All right, thank you. David, your hands up.
Well, I would just say that regarding stability, I mean, we've done nothing but move in the right direction. I mean, over the past 6 years that I've been on the board, I mean, we've gone from what, 70 something percent funded, now we're up to 90. And I know that's based on current assumptions. And if we change those assumptions, that funded percentage will change, but not by much. I think we're in pretty good shape. And I think with what has happened with the Alameda decision and our investment returns and so forth, I think we're actually very stable. I think we're kind of the envy of a lot of other systems out there who wish they were doing as well as we are.
Jay, your hand is up.
Yeah, I'll be brief, but I think I would err on the side of caution here and just kind of reiterate Supervisor Anderson's concerns and the idea that was brought up earlier that the paramount important factor here is the safety of the asset portfolio. And I think we have an opportunity here to err on the side of caution, right? You have a chance to be in line with inflation expectations as provided by the market and our actuary and all our consultants whom we're paying to provide us this information, as well as, you know, we have a little bit of outsized earnings available through the five-year smoothing, as Andy noted earlier, that provides, a layer of safety for what could be a more turbulent market ahead. right? Where just I think we have an opportunity here just to be a little safer, and you know, balancing that against other potential costs, it seems to make sense to take it.
All right, thank you, Jay. Other comments?
I have one.
John, go ahead.
First, I would be in favor of accepting our actuary's recommendations. My basic question for this motion is, what would we expect to get and from who between now and June or July?
My motion, excuse me, Mr. Chair, my motion did not include waiting for additional information. It endorses taking the vote now.
Yeah. So yeah. Just to clarify, the pending motion that I have recorded is a motion to remain at 7% assumed rate of return and remain at 2.75% assumed interest rate currently, and not defer the decision, John.
Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, it's okay.
So I would be opposed. If we vote on this motion, I'll be opposed to it. Just to be clear.
Understood. Thank you, Dennis.
Yes, as already said before, it looks like the only justification for reduction of the rate of return, assumed rate of return, is a CPI component, and I really not convinced that it's going to be reduced. So that's why I second it, and I'm going to vote for it.
Okay, Rusty, you had your hand up.
You know, like he's crossing my mind here is that, as the old saying goes, past performance is no guarantee of future performance. And though we have had a successful run these past years, I think we need to go along with the recommendations by our actuaries here. Again, I think of the importance of having a reality check. That's what this experience study is for. And to adjust, even if it's by small increments, to stay as close we can to actual cost for current members, as opposed to passing those costs on down the road to future members of the plan. So I would endorse what Candace had said too. I think it'd be wise on our part to go with the recommendation for the better of the plan.
Okay, thank you, Rusty. Other comments on the motion? Gail, I see you have your hand up.
I just had a clarification point. The motion was concerning two of the economic assumptions. There's also additional assumptions that are in the presentation that are up for consideration. So just if you could clarify the motion, if it is to include the other as recommended assumptions that Siegel has in the report.
So the motion that I have recorded speaks to only two of the assumptions in the Siegel presentation and report. And those two assumptions are the assumed rate of return and the interest rate assumption. No, there are no other proposals in the motion with respect to the remaining assumptions that are in Siegel's report. If the maker will confirm that, please do, because that's what I have written down.
Yeah, my goal is to actually have status quo, to keep the same 7%, if you will, overall recommendation, which is additive of the elements that are in there, to leave that alone as opposed to changing it to 6.75. And so I don't know if that necessarily clarifies it, but I wasn't being specific to the other items. Those are the key ones I was focusing in on. But my primary concern is that the inflationary assumption is overly pessimistic, optimistic, however you choose to look at it. I, for one, think the assumption rate is going to be higher overall, certainly not the 8% we're looking at today, but it's going to be higher overall than the recommended assumption.
So did I get it wrong though, Jerry? When you articulated the motion, I thought you said to stay at 2.75 versus the recommendation of 2.5. I think you went on mute or something. I can't hear you.
I did. I apologize. Those are the two I was focusing in on. If that means the portfolio real rate of return remains at 5.51% as opposed to 5.6. I don't want to further confuse this. I'm trying to focus in on the two items. I'd like to see us as status quo with the assumptions that were made in 2018 and have them unchanged at this time.
Mr. Chair, may I ask for a clarification, perhaps?
Certainly, Paul, go ahead.
The real return is that the only economic assumptions that you actually vote on are the nominal return, the inflation component, and the COLA. And so I understand Mr. Holcomb's recommendation is to leave those three unchanged. Perhaps, Mr. Holcomb, you'd be willing to add to your motion, but you are recommending adoption of all the other demographic assumptions, retirement, all that other stuff. I think that's what Gail was asking about. Or that could be a separate action. You could act to adopt, to either leave status quo the economic assumptions, and if that does not pass, then someone could say to adopt all the actuary's recommendations, including that. Mr. Holcomb, I think we're trying to get action on the demographic assumption, which could be a separate action.
What I'm concerned about, and I didn't do the math here, is to determine whether or not the end result of assuming all the other recommendations will change that total of 6.75%.
No, sir. The economic assumptions stand on their own. Okay. And so your motion is quite complete with regard to the economic assumptions. If what you're saying is stay at 7% nominal,
right,
stay at 2.75 price inflation. Yes. And then, of course, we were recommending leaving the 275 for COLA alone. I assume that would be consistent with your motion as well. That is a well-framed and consistent motion, and that would not be affected by any of the other demographic assumptions in the report.
Okay. I agree with that, if that clarifies it for you, Scott.
It does. Does the seconder concur?
Can you repeat it, please?
I can state it. It's you're recommending all of Siegel's recommendations, except you're leaving the nominal return at 7% and you are leaving the inflation component at 2.75%.
Okay. I'd be agreeable to that. I still believe that there's additional savings that I wouldn't agree with the cash out assumptions, but you know, however they work out, they'll work out. But and also with the change in PEPRA, I think, you know, with the limitations on COLA, I think there's going to be substantial savings in that going forward too. So I very much believe in being prudent and protecting the fund. I just think that we're in a very good position right now, and changing where we're at currently is unnecessary and has definite impact. So that's why I'm supporting staying at the status quo.
Okay, so the seconder has concurred in the restatement of the motion, which I think for the sake of our record, we now are clear on what is before us. Any other thoughts and comments on the motion? Looking around for hands. I do not see any. So unless there is a further question or comment, I'm going to go ahead and call the roll. Last call for comments. Don't see any. Okay. All right. On item 14, the motion is to accept the recommendations of the Siegel report, except that we should remain at the status quo and the assumed rate of return at 7.0%, and we should retain the inflation assumption at 2.75%. All right. On the motion, Anderson.
No.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Finley.
No.
Gordon. No. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
MacDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
No.
Watts.
No.
All right, let me count here. The motion does not carry. The vote was 5 against 4 in favor. So that motion did not carry.
At this point,
I'm going to go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Candace, if you want to.
Go ahead, Candace.
No, John, go ahead. You're fine.
I would like to move that we accept the actuary's report and recommendations.
And I'll second that.
All right. So there is a motion and a second to accept the report of the actuaries or the assumptions of the actuaries in their report presented in item 13. And the motion and a second. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I will call the roll on the motion.
Could I make a question for clarification, Mr. Chair?
Certainly.
Is the motion for an adoption or an acceptance?
It's to adopt. I understood. I wrote down to adopt the assumptions in the Siegel report. Is that correct from the maker and the seconder?
Fine with me.
Candace?
Fine with me. Yep. That okay. was my intent.
Yes. Thank you for the clarification, Karen. So on the motion to adopt the assumptions recommended by Siegel Consulting in its report from item 13, the vote I'm going to call as follows. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
No.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
No.
Kroll.
No.
MacDonald.
No.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts.
Aye.
All right. That motion carries 5-4, 5 in favor, 4 opposed. So the motion carries. Those assumptions will be adopted under item 14. All right. Thank you all. And thank you, Candace, for joining by phone. I know you had the time constraint, so I appreciate that.
I do. And I apologize. I will be leaving the meeting, but I think you've got a quorum without me. So thank you all.
All right. Thank you, Candace. Thanks for hanging in as long as you could.